Hey, thanks for listening to today's Marlins Rewind. Come back win. That's today's Fish Family bonus code. Yesterday afternoon in Philadelphia, the Marlins had a comeback win with 3 runs in the 8th. Even though the Phils won the series, it's a good way to leave a bitter taste in your NL East rival's mouth. Come back win. There for the whole thing, and here for our Rewind, Glenn Geffner.
The Marlins, a big 8th inning. Big comeback and a happy ending to this road trip. They score 3 in the 8th to beat the Phillies 5-4 and finish 3-3 on the journey to Atlanta and Philadelphia. The Phillies had a chance to sweep this 3-game series, and they got off to a hot start against Andrew Cashner in the first inning. Cesar Hernandez walked, but he was caught stealing. With one out, Ramon Quinn walked. He went to second base on a single by Odubel Herrera. Phillies had 2 on, 1 down for their rookie first baseman, Tommy Joseph.
Here's the pitch, and a ground ball. Etch dives to his left, can't get it. It shoots through. Here comes Quinn. He'll score. 1-0 Phillies.
And after a fly ball to right off the bat of Michael Franco, Phillies extended their lead, compliments of Freddy Galvis.
Here's the pitch, and a ground ball to the right side. Diving for it, Gordon can't get it. That'll bring Herrera home. Joseph is on his way to third. An RBI single with 2 outs here in the first for Freddy Galvis, and a 2-0 Philly lead.
Phils would send 7 to the plate in the first inning. It was a 38-pitch inning for Andrew Cashner, and at the end of one, they had a 2-0 lead. Marlins outscored 10-1 in the first inning in the 6 games on this road trip. It stayed 2-0 into the third. First man Cashner faced Odubel Herrera. 2-1 is in the air, deep to right. Turning Ozuna, watching Ozuna. It's a home run for Odubel Herrera. Herrera with his 14th of the season. He's 7-for-13 in the series. And the Phillies extend the lead to 3-0. Now, Alec Asher had that 3-run cushion, and he carried the lead into the 5th inning in search of his second big league victory. Through 4 innings, the Marlins had not scored a run over their last 18 innings, going back to their 8th inning run in the series opener here Friday night. Didn't score over the final 5 innings in the 13-inning affair on Friday. They were shut out by Jeremy Hellickson last night. Didn't score over the first 4 in this one. But in the 5th, Jeff Mathis hit by a pitch. He took 2nd on an Adani Echevarria single. Jeff Francoeur batting for the pitcher. Cashner hit a fly ball left for the first out. Marlins had 2 on, 1 down. Back to the top of the order in D. Gordon.
Here's the pitch. And a line drive, base hit out into left center. Here comes Mathis. He's been waved, and the throw is going to go to 2nd base. Mathis scores, and the Marlins are on the scoreboard. It's a 3-1 game now here in the 5th inning.
So the 18-inning scoreless drought was over, and it wouldn't take long for the Marlins to score again. Next man to the plate was Derek Dietrich.
Here's the pitch with D. Gordon running, and the ball slashed to right field. A base hit for Derek Dietrich, and the Marlins pulled it within 1 of the Phillies. It's a 3-2 game.
That would be it for Alec Asher, lifted after 4 1/3 with a 1-run lead. Jolie Rodriguez came out of the bullpen. He got a 6-4-3 double play off the bat of Ichiro, and we were through 4.5. Phillies 3 and the Marlins 2. At that point, both starters had exited. Asher 4 1/3, 6 hits, 2 runs, didn't walk anybody, struck out 4. 74 pitches, 55 strikes. Andrew Cashner done after 4 innings in this game, 5 hits, 3 runs. He walked 3, struck out 4, allowed the home run to Herrera for Cashner in 4 innings, 90 pitches. 53 strikes. It would stay a 3-2 game until the last of the 6th inning. Austin Bryce worked 1-2-3 5th for Miami. In the 6th, Dustin McGowan got the first man, Franco, on a pop-up to 3rd, but he couldn't get Freddy Galvis.
Galvis puts a good swing on this. High fly ball, deep right center, back toward the seats, and gone. Just to the right of the 398 side, into the 3rd row of that wedge of seats out there. And just like that, the Phillies get one of those runs back, and they lead 4-2.
And it would stay 4-2 into the 8th. Rodriguez, after getting the double play ball in the 5th inning, worked a 1-2-3 6th. Michael Marriott and Hector Neris combined in a scoreless 7th inning, with Neris coming out of the bullpen to strike out D. Gordon to end the inning with a man at 2nd base. So this one got to the 8th inning with the Phils leading 4-2. Neris stayed out there to begin the 8th. He walked the first man, Derek Dietrich. Derek took 2nd base on a pass ball, stayed at 2nd when Ichiro hit a fly ball to left. So Marlins down by a couple in the 8th. Had a man at 2nd, 1 down for Christian Yelich. The 1-1 is in the air to left toward the corner. Quinn racing back at the wall. Goodbye. It's a home run for Christian Yelich, and the Marlins have tied the game in the eighth inning. Ball bounced back out onto the field of play, but Lance Barrett immediately signaled home run, and Christian Yelich with his 19th of the season is even the score. RBIs 92 and 93 for Yelich. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Now, the Marlins weren't done in that eighth inning. With one out and nobody on, Marcell Ozuna hit a towering pop-up on the infield. It was right over near the first base line in fair territory. The first baseman, Tommy Joseph, was camped under it, but the second baseman, Cesar Hernandez, came over, and he tried to make a play on it. The two of them collided. The ball went off of Joseph's glove, and actually went off Hernandez's glove. It would be an E4, and Ozuna, running hard, got down to second base. So in a 4-4 game, the go-ahead man was at second with one out. When Justin Bour bounced to first, Ozuna advanced to third, but there were two outs. The Marlins needed a clutch hit from JT Realmuto. Ground ball to third. Behind the bag, long throw. Franco pulls Joseph off the bag. Realmuto's safe, and the Marlins take the lead 5-4 here in the eighth. Zeno's up to the bullpen, make that one-run lead stand up. Mike Dunn started the bottom of the eighth. He pitched a scoreless seventh inning. He got the lefty hitter Odubel Herrera on a fly ball to right for the first out. Then with a couple of righties coming up, Don Mattingly brought David Phelps into the ballgame. Phelps walked Tommy Joseph, putting the tying man on. He came back to strike out Michael Franco for the second out. But when Freddie Galvis singled, his third hit in the game, the Phillies had the tying man at second, the go-ahead man at first, with two outs in the eighth. Phelps able, though, to strike out the rookie catcher Jorge Alfaro and send this one to the ninth. Miami 5 and the Phils 4. In the bottom of the ninth, it was time for A.J. Ramos, looking to lock down his 37th save. He got the first man, pinch hitter Andres Blanco, on a foul out to third. He then walked pinch hitter Jimmy Paredes, so the tying man was on with one out. Cesar Hernandez grounded to second for out number two. Tying man moved into scoring position, and with two outs, the Marlins were an out away from victory. The Phillies a base hit away from maybe evening the score for rookie left fielder Roman Quinn.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. And a ground ball to the right side. This should end it. Up with it, D. Gordon. He throws to first. Chris Johnson's got it, and that's the ball game. The Marlins have beaten the Philadelphia Phillies 5-4, coming back from a 3-0 deficit to win the ball game.
And the Marlins salvage the final game of this three-game series with the victory here this afternoon. For Miami, 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 6 men left. For the Phillies, 4 runs, 8 hits. They made a couple of errors and strand 7 in the game. Mike Dunn, the winner in relief, 4-1. Hector Neris takes the loss, charged with a blown save as well. He's 4-4 for A.J. Ramos, save number 37. Time of the game was 3 hours, 16 minutes, and a crowd of 20,059 goes home disappointed. They'll get set for the Eagles on Monday night. Marlins with the victory are 74-75. They finished the road trip 3-3, 2-1 in Atlanta, 1-2 here in Philly. They're now 38-40 on the road with only 3 road games remaining, the final 3 in Washington. Andrew Cashner had a bunt hit in this ball game in the third inning. He had a bunt hit in his last start against the Braves. And for what it's worth, Andrew Cashner becomes just the third Marlins pitcher ever to have 2 bunt hits in a single season. Ryan Dempster did it in 2001. Julian Tavares did it in 2002, and now Ryan Dempster has done it here, Andrew Cashner has done it here in 2016, helping the Marlins to a 5-4 win tonight.
Tonight, a 10-game homestand starts under the roof. 7-10 will be the first pitch. We'll play for a week and a half, but that'll do it for the home schedule in the regular season this year. Get tickets at Marlins.com. Tonight, Kyle Seeloff starts the broadcast at 6:40. Hall of Fame voice of the Marlins, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner take the play-by-play. It's 7:10. Hope to see you out there. Hope you'll join us on 940 Wins in the Miami Marlins Radio Network.